It took the time to get in touch with Quinn Nystrom. Quinn is the DFL candidate for the Minnesota 8th District, taking on Representative Pete Stauber. She is kind enough to join us today to talk a little bit about the vice president's visit and the lack of follow-through on their promise of jobs that they did before. Quinn, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be on that.
I'm glad you're here, too. First of all, I'm just wondering, because it's been a little bit since we chatted with you, how are things going for you up there in the 8th?
You know what? They're going great. I think our campaign has just been continuing to grow momentum. I'll say we're even a little flattered. I think Stauber's running a little scared, and that's why they've had to bring in Ivanka, then Trump himself, and now Pence today. So I'll take it as a form of flattery.
Well, and it should be mentioned that on primary night, I went and looked at the numbers up in 8. You ran unopposed, and you got more votes than Stauber, who's the incumbent, who had a primary. So there was a race on the Republican side, and you actually outdrew both of them in your just by people coming out and voting for you. That's a really good sign for your campaign.
Absolutely. We were thrilled, to see that Stauber and his opponents' votes combined, we still got 5,000 more votes than them. And to me, it shows that, DFLers, independents, they are ready to see real change. And they want to see a people-powered politician and not a corporate-powered politician. I think we've gotten enough in the last 2 years of Stauber serving this district, and we'd like a change.
Absolutely. Now, let's take everyone back in time. Pete Stauber's running. They brought in Trump. They kept saying, we're going to bring back all the mining jobs. We'll bring back all the mining jobs. And that was a big promise, because there were a few thousand jobs down in the mining industry up in northern Minnesota. Since then, it's through Trump's trade wars, pandemics, needless to say, not only have they not brought back the jobs, we actually have lost mining jobs. And there's no joy, there's no thrill in this statement. This is just a fact. The promise was made to bring back mining jobs. Not only have they not brought back the mining jobs, there's fewer mining jobs. And the reports are U.S. Steel has shut down 3 of their foundries. They do not plan on reopening them till the end of the year, which means those mine jobs are not going to be coming back anytime soon. Let's talk about this, because this idea that Pence came on in and his big banners behind him said jobs, jobs, jobs. Said, you guys promised this already. You guys have failed.
100%. This is their big promise. Not only have we seen these mines under the Trump administration and under Stauber's leadership shutter, but I think we have to be really honest, right? So, all the headlines coming out of, Pence's visit today says, he pitched his jobs, as you said. The truth is, they also had about 250 supporters there who were not wearing masks, who were not socially distanced. And we have to be honest, this economy is not going to come back and thrive again until we can get the coronavirus under control. And the Trump administration has done a terrible job at handling this pandemic. So, no, people are out of work. They've lost their health insurance because it was tied to their employer. We have a real disaster on our hands, and they're not helping the case.
And your point is so on point, and that it is, it's not just, we talked about the loss of the mining jobs, but they're like every other community. Restaurants have closed. Other jobs have closed. You get a business that tries to reopen. One person gets sick. They shut down. This has been going on. So the unemployment is still there. The lack of health care is still there. You are not going to, the total job losses due to the pandemic and Trump's mismanagement of this economy are astounding. And there they are saying, oh, we'll just trust us another time. I don't think we can send Pete Stauber back to Congress because he's failed so spectacularly in just 2 years.
Exactly. I have said that, the 8th Congressional District cannot afford another 2 years of Pete Stauber. He's voted 5 different times not to lower the cost of prescription medications. He has voted against protecting with pre-existing conditions. And the two of them, they're trying to paint themselves as champions of workers. Well, need I remind people, when Stauber had the opportunity to support Minnesota workers, he chose to vote against the PRO Act.
Yeah.
So I don't care about these photo ops and, words that they want to say from a podium. Their actions show a much different reality.
I will say this, too, and your point about the fact that there was no face masks and no social distancing, they only had 250 people show up in Duluth. That should tell you they're not exactly, their ideas are not exactly going on over very well. Quinn Nystrom, the DFL candidate for the Minnesota 8, I know you don't have a lot of time, but you brought up healthcare. And it was embarrassing to watch Trump last night scream about how he's lowering prescription drug costs, that they're preserving pre-existing conditions, because those are two things they specifically have not done. And here the Republicans are after, we are now 10 years after the Republicans promised they were going to replace Obamacare. They still don't have a plan in place. Costs are going up. Prescription drugs are going up. The cost of them are going up. Pre-existing, they want to make pre-existing conditions a thing again. You know, the healthcare issue, Pete Stauber, once again, is bankrupt on this. This is why he needs these dog and pony shows with Mike Pence coming into town. The reality is he can't run on this because they have not only failed on jobs, they're failing on healthcare.
Exactly. I've said, and I know you and I have talked about it a lot, I would not have run for Congress if Pete Stauber wasn't so incompetent, especially around the issues of health care. People are dying in our state because they cannot afford life-saving medications, including insulin, including a plethora of other drugs. They can't afford to even pay for the health insurance premium. Now, he hasn't offered up any solutions. He only votes against lowering the cost, but that shouldn't surprise us because he takes money from pharmaceutical and health insurance PACs. We need to elect people to Congress who, you know, like myself, are saying, I'm not taking any corporate PAC money because I actually want to fix this problem. And I'm not going to have my hands tied going to D.C.
I want to bring up one other issue with healthcare, and that is I've been keeping track of Itasca County, where the Effie Rodeo happened. And today they are 30 cases of coronavirus in Itasca County in the last 7 days alone. We're seeing it's just like Sturgis. You're going to see an explosion because people were not being safe. You're living in, some of your district is very rural, and the healthcare system in rural America has been annihilated over the last 30 years of conservative policies. Talk about the problems that the constituents are seeing up there and any ideas that you have to address the fact that we need a better, more expansive healthcare system that can address the rural parts of this country, this state and this country, better than we are right now, because right now we're woefully inadequate when it comes to things like a pandemic.
Completely, Matt. You know, we just found out this last month that the only pharmacy in Cook County that they currently have is going to be shuttering its doors at the end of this month. That means people in Cook County are going to have to drive nearly 100 miles round trip to get to the closest pharmacy. When people are relying on life-saving medications or if they fall ill and they need a medication right away, you know, especially in the dead of winter, we know how dangerous that's going to be for people to drive that far. Now, what we need to do is, on a federal level, we need to assist, you know, with rural healthcare systems, with rural pharmacies, with encouraging doctors and healthcare professionals to take those jobs. We need to be investing in that, not taking money away from that. And also, as we know, mental health services, are not as common to be offered in these rural areas. And we know that we have, a huge mental health problem in our country and people getting access to care. So, you know, we need somebody who understands healthcare very, very well. You know, and as a fourth generation, you know, of the 8th District, having worked in healthcare myself and dedicating really my whole life to public service and fighting for affordable and accessible healthcare, we need a change in leadership in the 8th.
And we should mention that Cook County, this is the very northeastern part of the state, the tip, Grand Marais, that goes up, runs on the Canadian border there, has Lake Superior on the south side. If they're not going to have a pharmacy in that county. And can you depend on the mail service nowadays? I don't think you can. So, you can't have a functioning society when medicine is so, poorly distributed, healthcare is so poorly distributed, and then you have major crises on top of it. This is a nightmare, and this is all the Republicans. It's Trump, it's Pence, it's Stauber. This is they want more of this. They want 4 more years of this, and we can't afford that.
No, we can't afford it. You know, I have said, you know, this election is about life and death. You know, Stauber's on social media bragging about campaigning in crowded rooms surrounded by people who aren't wearing masks. You know, why isn't he doing the bare minimum to ensure that our schools and our small businesses can reopen safely? You know, it's a complete neglect of the over 180,000 lives that have been lost because of this pandemic. And the Trump administration has been a complete failure in regards to this.
I want everyone to donate, volunteer. This is the point, Quinn, where I always say, help your local DFLer. By all means, help those local races. But we need to flip the eighth. We need Quinn Nystrom in the Capitol. We absolutely have to have her there. Pete Stauber has been an unbelievable failure. We can help Quinn. She needs donations. She needs volunteers. It's Quinn for Congress, right?
Yes. Yep. F-O-R.
Quinn for the F-O-R, Congress.com. Q-U-I-N-N-F-O-R, Congress.com. I'll link to everything a little bit later on. Donate, please. Volunteer if you can. Help Quinn Nystrom take the Minnesota 8th back for sanity's sake, for goodness sake. Quinn, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. It's such nice to talk to you. I'm so glad you're running up there. I so want you in the U.S. House. It would be great if you win this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for all your support and appreciate you taking the time to talk about this important issue.
No problem. Quinn Nystrom, kind enough to join us. Let's take a break. We'll get our final break in right now. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Quinn Nystrom, Minnesota 8 Democrat of the Day. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.